This is CITR News, your station for independent Olympics coverage.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening. I'm Brad Pepping, bringing you the latest in Olympic news coverage from Vancouver. And today is February 18th, day 6 of your 2010 Winter Games coverage. Tensions remain high in the city as word spreads of more arrests and troubling police tactics. The Tent City protest in the downtown east side is attracting upsetting police attention, and Olympic resistors are being targeted on the streets of Vancouver. Changes in policing policy began on Monday when uniformed police officers and uniformed Canadian Border Services agents invaded the private workspace of the Independent Olympic Media Centre. The police were asked to leave by its tenants as they tried to enter private offices in the back of the building. This displayed a tendency identified by the BCCLA Legal Observer Program as a shift in policing during the games to edgier and questionable tactics. Over the last few days, the program has reported on the police's intent to identify members of the Legal Observer Program by name and express to these members that they know who they are. As well, the appearance of inland patrols of Border Service agents at protests demonstrates concern that the Vancouver Integrated Security Unit intends to use nationality to target particular protesters. In a press release from the BCCLA, Executive Director David Eby touched on the recent tactics by Canadian Border Services agents to silence and deter criticism of the Games. He said, quote, "In light of a number of issues at the border involving those who disagreed with the Olympics being detained, harassed, or turned back, it's hardly reassuring that the CBSA is on the front lines policing these protests and visiting media and observer spaces," end quote. According to 24hours.ca, Canadian Border Services Agency officials claim the patrol is nothing special. A spokesperson for the agency explained that inland enforcement of policy is part of the CBSA's mandate, and this is not a new role. The tactics of police have been troubling for the activists and organizers of the Tent City protest. The protest, aimed at addressing Vancouver's social housing crisis, is centered on the slogan, "Homes Not Games," and lies in a vacant lot in the 100 block of West Hastings Street. However, two plainclothes police officers were removed Wednesday afternoon from the protest when residents identified their unwelcome presence. The two undercover operatives were identified by many activists as a disturbing development that only demonstrates an escalation in policing procedures. Online comments and Twitter activity remain skeptical towards the intent of the Tent City protesters. However, the atmosphere of the protest remains high and organizers are not backing down. While many Olympics resistors have been helping with the Tent City protest, activists report that police are targeting them on the street and police continue to pursue organizers and participants of this weekend's protests. In an interview with the Vancouver Media Co-op, one activist recalls his arrest on Saturday when police identified him on the street and targeted him for riding his bicycle on the sidewalk. The activist discusses his belief that police unfairly targeted him for a minor offense and subsequently charged him with obstructing a peace officer. After searching his possessions and discovering anti-Olympics material, the activist was detained and only released on bail 30 hours later. The leader of the Olympics Resistance Network has also been arrested, charged, and released with conditions that he is not to organize protest marches. The Vancouver Media Co-op wrote yesterday that he now faces a charge of counseling mischief and that, quote, "more resembles an Orwellian thought crime than a serious offense," end quote. A total of 11 people have been charged in connection with the protests, including one Western Washington University student who's agreed to be deported in exchange for his charges being dropped. And that's all for me in Vancouver, but you can catch more Olympic headlines here at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, online at citr.ca, or from one of our friendly partner stations across the country. I'm Brad Pepink, and thanks for listening, everyone. I want to leave you with a closing comment from Twitter. On Tuesday, City Caucus remarked that guards asked a woman in a security line to remove the label of a water bottle because it wasn't Dasani, a division of Coca-Cola, the official Olympic sponsor of the 2010 Winter Games.